The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong today? We've got Nick. Hi, Nick. How are you?
Hey, good. How about you?
Hey.
Hey. Yeah,
we're doing pretty good. What's, you having troubles with somebody in your life?
Yeah, actually, it's with my mom.
Oh, it's your mom?
Yeah.
Oh, no. What's your mom doing?
So the whole thing is about me moving into an apartment. I'm 18, trying to move out, and she's kind of a little bit overbearing, and she wants to go with me and meet with all these places, and it's just, I kind of want to do my own thing.
So you're moving out of you live with your mom now?
Yes, correct. And I'm starting classes in the summer, so.
Oh, okay, good.
I'm starting to look for places.
All right.
I've looked at Craigslist and different places just to find a nice room to, I don't know, rent, but.
Yeah.
Just like here in town?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. And she wants to go meet the Craigslist people with you and like, and what, like be your agent?
Yeah. I mean, that's what it seems like. Like she wants to interview them and make sure I'm not, I don't know, doing it right or something. And I just kind of want to, I'm ready to grow up and.
And you want to do it by yourself. Yeah. You don't want your mom to be involved at all.
Yeah, exactly. So
right.
Like she's being weird, but I don't know. I need a little bit of help.
All right. What's your mom's name? Like her real name, not like mom.
Dana.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, I'll call her. Yeah. Hey, mom. I mean, Dana.
Yes.
Hi, Dana. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
Dana, my name's Mark Kay. I'm here with Megan.
Hey, Dana.
We host the Big 8 Morning Mess on 95.1 WAPE.
Yes. I love that show.
Oh, yay. Thanks so
That's
much.
Good.
That's so great to hear. Yeah. We love that. Do you love your son, Nick?
Yes.
What do you love more, our show or your son, Nick?
That's not even a fair question.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, well, he's on the phone with us, too.
He is? Why is that?
Hey, Mom.
Dana, Nick told us about how you are wanting to interview everybody he's trying to live with, his potential new roommates, and he doesn't really feel okay with that. He kind of wants to do it on his own.
Yeah, why do you feel like you need to be there with him when he goes to look for an apartment?
He's just 18.
Right.
He hasn't been out in the world. He doesn't know how to do those things, and what questions to ask and who he might be living with. I need to be there.
What questions? What questions do you think? I mean, could you just tell him what questions to ask? Or?
Yeah.
Well, how do you ask somebody if they're creepy? I mean, I need to see them. I know.
You know, okay.
Oh.
Yeah, I feel like that's not something you ask somebody. You just kind of get a feeling.
Right, that's what she means.
Yeah. Just to say, are you a creep?
Right.
So what are you wanting to do?
Well, I want to see the place, make sure it's clean, and meet the people that he's going to be living with. He's talking about just boarding in with some people. I need to see them. I need to meet them.
Right. Nick, Nick, have you met any of these people or talked to them? Or how's the process going so far?
No, I haven't met anyone yet. Just kind of emailing and figuring some things out, but.
Right. I mean, I feel like the quality of person you meet on Craigslist is always high.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. All right.
Are you kidding?
Okay. No, yes, I was kidding. All right. This is Maggie. Maggie, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What do you think about what's going on with his mother and his son?
I think that I'm a 23-year-old and just moved out of my parents' house, and my mom helped me the whole way. And I think that she just wants what's best for him.
Yeah.
She just wants what's best for him. It may be a little different, though, with a boy as opposed to a girl.
Why?
Because, I mean, when you're going to interview for an apartment with, like, some stranger, it's like you're bringing your mommy with you. But if you're a girl, it's like, I don't know, like your friends or something.
Yeah, but boys don't make the best decision always, especially when they're 18.
Or ever.
Yeah. Your boyfriend doesn't make any decisions, Megan. That's
or
the
that.
Problem.
Yeah.
All right. So you think he should just be, let his mom help him out because she's just looking out for his best interests.
For sure.
All right. By the way, did your mom help you find a nice place?
What?
Did your mom help you find a nice place?
Yeah, she didn't really agree with where I was moving to begin with. She said it was a little ghetto, but it's all I could afford.
Oh, so, okay, good. So you took your mom with you, but you didn't listen to her.
Yeah, what? You know, you got to respect the mamas.
No, yeah, that's another option, too. That's another,
that
just
is true.
Drag your mom around and then ignore her. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. Beth from Palatka, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Megan.
Hi.
Beth, you did something similar with your son.
Yeah, my son is 25, mm-hmm. and he ventured out on his own. And as a mother, I understand where mama's coming from. Mm-hmm. But she has to trust in herself that she has instilled the right values and the right morals in her son.
Right.
Maybe that's her problem. Maybe she doesn't think she did a good job. Maybe she's like, what? You're going to, oh, man, I suck as a mom. I didn't teach you nothing.
Well, yeah, but as a mom, you also have to step back. Always be there for him.
Mm-hmm.
And give him the option that if things don't work out, that door is always open for him to walk back through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But so she has to let go.
So when your 25-year-old... Oh, sorry to interrupt. When your 25-year-old said, I want to go out and find my own place, did you go out with him?
Oh, hell no. I freaked. I'm like, okay, this is a new one. Yeah. So he moved 3 states away.
Oh, he moved 3 states. Like, he really wanted to get away from you. I get it.
Yeah, he moved 3 states away.
Yeah. But I feel like...
Nick, on the other hand, okay. is only moving right across the town.
Yeah, exactly.
He still has access to him.
Right.
No, I get... Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. I feel like 25, though. I mean, that's different than 18.
Yeah.
Like, when you're 25...
Well, maybe she was meaning, like, when he first wanted to move out, and he's 25 now. Like, maybe
Oh, I thought he was 25 when he wanted to move out, and she freaked.
Oh, she just said he's 25, so I thought maybe, like, this was a while ago.
I'm like, cut the cord, lady. Justin, yeah, give me some scissors.
If you're 25, then, yeah.
Yeah, but it seems like most people are like, you know, mom should have a say. She's just trying to, you know what, let's talk to these people and wrap it up here. All right, Nick, look here. Best thing to do, people are saying, is just let your mom be part of this situation and, you know, help her, let her help you with this, find a nice place together. And then change the locks. So, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it can't hurt. It's just.
Right. It's just, I know. It's weird.
Well, it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
It's a little weird. But
it's a little embarrassing. All right. Maybe instead of when you go to interview these people, maybe how about this? Dana, what if he didn't say, this is my mom, Dana? What if he said, this is my girlfriend, Dana?
That would be weird.
Fine.
That'd be fine? Okay, good. He's like, that'd be weird. That'd be fine. All right,
or
good.
Like a realtor or your agent or something a little bit less creepy.
Okay, maybe. Well, we'll see. 340-9595. It's the Big A Morning Mess.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.